Let us bow together in prayer. Eternal God, we gather today with sorrowing hearts, for we have carried to its last resting place as a nation the body of one whom we love, and we have consigned that body to the ground, but the spirit of our leader we have committed unto thee. Our Father, help each one of us this day to recognize in the perspective of history just what has happened to this nation. O God, teach us that this blow has been struck at our way of life, at our freedom. And teach us, O God, that though the chief of state has been felled, truly this is a blow aimed at every one of us who love freedom and liberty. We pray, O God, that thou wilt teach us many lessons through this experience. Help us, O God, to see the depravity in the heart of man. Help us to see how far gone the human soul can become to strike down a leader who meant only good for his country. And when we have seen man in his depravity, help us then, O God, to determine that man needs a change of heart, a change of nature, a spirit which will lift him into a higher moral and ethical experience than we have beheld in this assassination. And so, God, we pray that thou wilt comfort the sorrowing family today. Comfort each one who mourns the loss of our leader. And we pray that thou wilt give wisdom and guidance from heaven itself to the new chief executive and to the cabinet, that they might render the decisions that will bring this nation into an even greater position of strength and influence for freedom. These favors we do ask in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen. Be seated, please.
At a joint meeting of the Student Affairs Councils of Cal Poly San Luis Obispo and Pomona, a letter was prepared which is to be sent to Mrs. John F. Kennedy. The date of this is Friday, November 22, 1963. Mrs. John F. Kennedy and family, White House, Washington, D.C. Dear Mrs. Kennedy, we, the students of California State Polytechnic College, San Luis Obispo Campus, and Kellogg Voorhees Campus, Pomona, find it difficult to express the grief and sorrow that has entered our hearts today. Well-meaning words are inadequate when expressed at a time when only God holds the only comfort to your sorrow. May this sacrifice awaken humanity to the ideals for which John F. Kennedy stood. And may the knowledge that we share in your sorrow in this moment bring you comfort. Very sincerely yours, signed by Richard W. Hansen, President, Associated Students, Kellogg Voorhees Campus, Roy E. Kilgore, President, Associated Students, San Luis Obispo Campus.
Four days have passed since Friday, November 27, 1963, when John F. Kennedy, the 35th President of the United States, was assassinated. During these 4 days, many eloquent and appropriate eulogies have been pronounced. People across the nation have filled their churches. Yesterday, Monday, the day of the President Kennedy's funeral, was a national holiday of mourning. Although yesterday was the official day of mourning, and each of us observed that solemn day in his own, his or her way, fitting and proper, it is fitting and proper that we as a college community meet here today to publicly join with one another, with the Kennedy family, and others throughout this state and nation in mourning the young, dynamic, intellectual President John Fitzgerald Kennedy, who gave his life for our nation. He will be remembered as having fought for those things that make for a better world, including freedom, world peace, and the dignity and equality of man. He was religious and exemplified the highest ideals of family life. He was recognized throughout the world as an outstanding leader, and he will be greatly missed. His loss and the way in which it took place was one of the greatest tragedies that could happen to our country. Let us hope we can somehow eliminate the hate that could cause such a terrible thing. You'll recall that in the Gettysburg Address, Abraham Lincoln said, "We cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract." Recognizing the truth in these statements of Mr. Lincoln and applying them to today's memorial service, it seemed appropriate to recall the words of President Kennedy in his inaugural address. Dr. Dale Andrew will read a portion of that address.
In your hands, my fellow citizens, more than in mine, will rest the final success or failure of our course. Since this country was founded, each generation of Americans has been summoned to give testimony to its national loyalty. The graves of young Americans who answered the call to service surround the globe. Now the trumpet summons us again, not as a call to bear arms, though arms we need, not as a call to battle, though embattled we are, but a call to bear the burden of a long twilight struggle, year in and year out, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, a struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself. Can we forge against these enemies a grand and global alliance, north and south, east and west, that can assure a more fruitful life for all mankind? Will you join in that historic effort? In the long history of the world, only a few generations have been granted the role of defending freedom in its hour of maximum danger. I do not shrink from this responsibility. I welcome it. I do not believe that any of us would exchange places with any other people or any other generation. The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man. Finally, whether you are citizens of America or citizens of the world, ask of us here the same high standards of strength and sacrifice which we ask of you. With a good conscience, our only sure reward, with history the final judge of our deeds, let us go forth to lead the land we love, asking his blessings and his help, but knowing that here on earth, God's work must truly be our own.
Please stand for the benediction. Almighty and most merciful God, hear the prayers of us, your suppliants, who beg the light to understand and to accept the mysteries of your divine will. We mourn as individuals, we mourn as a nation, and we mourn as a worldwide community the death of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. For his death robbed us of a man who was a model and an inspiration to each of us. A man who was our beloved president, a man who was honored and respected and revered by all men of goodwill. God, recognize the weakness of our nature and teach us to see thy good and gracious purpose working in all the trials thou dost send upon us. John Fitzgerald Kennedy, in the third year of his term as President of these United States, gave his life for the country which he loved with an all-consuming love. He died a martyr's death. He lived the life of and died the death of a true patriot, for he had a deep, true, and abiding love for this great nation of ours. We pray thee, O most merciful God, that the price he paid will not have been paid in vain. We pray that the crimson blood of this martyr, spilled in the cause of freedom, may give rise to a new birth of freedom. We pray that his death will give life to a new and deeper virtue of patriotism within the hearts and minds of all true Americans. Almighty God, you have prepared in your heavenly kingdom a special mansion for your martyrs. We beg thee, receive John Fitzgerald Kennedy into the ranks of these martyrs and crown him with an eternal crown of glory. For he not only loved his earthly home, but he was ever mindful of you, his God. He was ever zealous for your honor, and he was motivated by the principles of truth and righteousness. He has fought the good fight, he has finished the course, he has kept the faith. We pray that there may now be laid up for him a crown of justice. Be therefore mindful of him in the splendor of thy glory. May heaven open for him, and we pray thee, receive him, O Lord, into thy kingdom. May he be taken up by holy Michael the Archangel and all the other choirs of angels. May he be welcomed by blessed Peter the Apostle, and may the martyrs welcome him on his way and lead him into the holy city of Jerusalem. We pray thee, O most merciful God, hear our supplications and grant to him rest eternal. Amen.